One of the number one things that I hear from entrepreneurs looking for a coach is, I need accountability. But at a certain point, does needing someone else to hold you to your goals become a crutch? That is the question that we are diving into in today's episode of the Goal Get It podcast. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? Okay, I want to just hop in here just a minute to tell you about something really awesome. Right now, I have 5 spots available for private one-on-one coaching, and you might be the perfect fit for one of these spots. So let me tell you just a little bit about it real quick. Fiercely Focused is a 6-month one-on-one coaching program designed so you can achieve your big goals faster and easier without the burnout. Sounds pretty good, right? It combines your next right steps, the tools that you need to take those next right steps, and a high-level vision partner, me, to guide you all along the way for 6 full months. Fiercely Focused is for online entrepreneurs who want clarity in where they are and where they are going, to leverage their talents and skills, to home in on what's most effective for them, and to take action to get to their goals faster and easier while actually enjoying the process. So if you're interested in leveling up this year and you want my help to do it, I want to invite you to head on over to erinhayworth.com/apply to complete an application to work with me one-on-one. Once these spots fill, you'll be placed on a wait list, so you'll be the first to know when another spot opens up. But if you want to make sure you get one of these spots right now, go ahead and pause this episode and head on over to erinhayworth.com/apply and complete your application. And then head right back here because we're diving back in. Okay, so we're going to start today's episode by talking about Gretchen Rubin for a moment, because Gretchen Rubin has a brilliant framework called the 4 Tendencies. The 4 Tendencies is a personality framework developed by the New York Times bestselling author, Gretchen Rubin. Like I just said, she's amazing. And this framework basically divides people into 4 distinct types: upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. Now, the purpose of these tendencies is to explain why we act and why we don't act, why we take action or why we don't. So in the case of doing something hard, knowing your tendency means that you know how to motivate yourself to get the thing done. Pretty powerful, right? Here's a very quick breakdown of the 4 tendencies. Upholders are driven by discipline. They decided they'll do something, so they do it. Questioners are driven by something that makes sense. They often have a lot of questions and are driven by logic. Rebels have to believe that it is their own idea and refuse to follow what anyone else tells them to do, sometimes even if that thing is something that they wanted to do. And then there are obligers. Obligers need other people counting on them to get the thing done that they said they will do. Basically, obligers need accountability. And if you want to dive deeper into what type you are, what tendency you are, Gretchen Rubin offers a free quiz to find out, and I'll link to it in the show notes. Now, Rubin doesn't believe that any one tendency is better than the rest, and I agree with her. Although I'm sure listening to those things, as a culture, as a society, there are certainly types that we romanticize a little bit, maybe, or try to put above others. I'm not going to point out what they are, but that happens, right? But none of them are better than the other, and here's why. Understanding and leveraging how you uniquely show up, how you motivate yourself, and the things that already work for you is at the heart of everything I do and teach. It really is. But here's the caveat on that. How do you determine if a natural tendency, say the need for external accountability, is a necessity for you forever, or if it is becoming a crutch? So that's the question that I want to attempt to answer today, okay? And don't think that I'm just going to say ditch the accountability partner. I'm not. Don't ditch your accountability partner yet, okay? I think an accountability partner can be an effective relationship. And I actually lay this out in episode 9, build your success circle to level up your business. So after you get done listening to this one, go listen to episode 9. So let's talk about why external accountability is effective. Let's dive into that. Why it works. Accountability is kind of an interesting thing. Most of the entrepreneurs I speak with mention this is something that they are seeking. And while basically telling ourselves that we shouldn't break promises to ourselves is a wonderful idea and one that many a guru has said, like, oh, just be disciplined enough, just have enough willpower, just do the thing, just don't break promises to yourself, it isn't always practical, right? Sometimes the fear of others ostracizing us because we broke a promise to them again, which is an evolutionary biological thing, is a great motivator and it gives us the nudge that we need. And that is why external accountability works, because we care about how someone else sees us and if they want to have us as part of their group. Now, I'll be honest, this is left over from long ago when being out on your own, being ostracized from a group, people not liking you and trusting you led to you being totally on your own, which meant almost certain death when the elements, hunger, or a saber-tooth tired could end little old lonesome you, right? We were highly motivated to be liked and part of a group. So those that were highly motivated to be liked and part of a group survived. Those who didn't care likely didn't and didn't reproduce and pass down those didn't care genes, right? That's how evolution works. But is people pleasing, which is basically all that is, right? When you think about it, is people pleasing enough of a reason to get something done in today's world? Well, look at your own life. Are there things that you take on because others expect it of you, even though you've told yourself time and time again that you don't have room for the things that are personally important to you? If you didn't just scream or mumble yes in response, I'm going to assume one of two things about you. Either you're lying, or you've previously done the work of prioritizing your own wants, needs, and desires over others' wants and needs and desires, right? So you're going to fall in one of those three camps. Either you're a yes, you are lying to me or yourself, or you've previously done this work. Because people pleasing and accountability are cut from the same cloth. But let's dive into a little bit more about how can I support accountability if I've publicly denounced, talked openly about it, and on social media and in other episodes about how people-pleasing isn't serving you and it's likely holding you back from what you want. So where does all this like end up? Like where do I fall on this? Remember, everything I teach is about leverage, leveraging your time, energy, cognitive bandwidth, money, and other limited resources to get the best possible results, right? So it's basically about is accountability, is people-pleasing, is relying on external accountability helping you or hurting you in the long run? That's really the question. And as with kind of anything, it really depends. And it depends on several different factors. But here's the best way that I know to kind of answer this question. The biggest factor that you want to measure this on, again, I'm not making an overall judgment as to whether or not external accountability is good or bad. I know that that's probably what you came here for. It's like, what do you think about external accountability? And this is what I think about external accountability. I think that in some cases it works really, really well, and in some cases it is a crutch. So it's kind of and both, not either or. The biggest factor to consider when you think about external accountability is, are you treating it like a tool or are you treating it like a crutch? Okay. And it may seem like a really nuanced difference, but the intention behind each of these is clear. Are you using accountability as an excuse as to why you aren't doing the things you need to do? Or are you aware that you need accountability in order to keep you on track and you are leveraging that knowledge about yourself to help get you closer to your goals? One is an excuse, one is a crutch, the other one is a tool, the other one is a necessity, the other one is leverage, okay? If you blame lack of accountability, if you expect an accountability partner to reach out and ask you about your goals, aka you are taking a passive role, or if the need for accountability is making it harder for you to achieve your goals, it is time to rethink your relationship with accountability. It doesn't mean that you have to give it up altogether, but it does mean you need to start looking at it and seeing what are the changes that I need to make in my relationship with accountability to make it serve me and not hinder me. Because that's what all this is about, okay? Because at the end of the day, as entrepreneurs, you're ultimately responsible for your own output. You're responsible for what it is that you produce. The results that you produce, the clients that you sign, all the things. It's your responsibility. So you have to have that awareness. And if you, with that awareness, know that having someone that you can check in with every single week and share commitments with or something like that is something that drives you forward and is not an excuse for why you can't do things. It's something you're actively partaking in rather than passively waiting for somebody else to, you know, light a fire under your butt. That's the difference, okay? Also, when we talk about this, I want you to expect your relationship with accountability to evolve and shift as you grow and achieve. Okay? If the relationship that you have with accountability now is not the same one that you had whenever you first started, or it needs to change, that doesn't mean you're wrong and that you're doing anything wrong. It just means that what you've done up to this point is getting you the results that you currently have. And if you're not happy with those results, it's your responsibility to change what you're doing so that you can get the results that you do want. I believe that external accountability is most transformational early on in your journey as a way to kickstart your journey. Basically, if you still need the same level of accountability on certain items, like the same thing for years at a time, then there's a disconnect in the habit formation process that needs your attention. Okay? So basically what this means is if you need accountability for 10 years to go on social media and post to social media every single day or every single week or whatever it is, and you need someone holding you to that, then there's something happening in the process of forming a habit of posting. It shouldn't take you 10 years to form that habit, right? So there's something not quite right there. Now, that was a really like hyperbole example for sure. But when you think about it, it's like, okay, if I need someone to hype me up every single week to do the same task every single week for months or years at a time, then something about this particular relationship, either in the relationship you have with an accountability partner or just the relationship that you have specifically with accountability and how you're thinking about it and how you're looking at it, needs to change. Okay? In the end, this is my final word on it. In the end, I am all for using what works for you. I want you to be honest with yourself about what will push you forward faster and what will ultimately hold you back, and then leverage what you know works for you. Okay? I always like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. Here's your action step for this episode. Pull out your journal and answer these questions. Do I need accountability? What is my current relationship with accountability? Is it serving me as I'm working toward my big goals, or is it becoming a hindrance? Now, at the end of answering these questions, you'll either have confirmation that your relationship with external accountability is rock solid, or that you may need to rethink how you think about accountability and how you're approaching it. Again, there is no blame, shame, none of that. It's just, is it working for you or does something need to change? Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.erin.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.